I'm Marco Werman with The World. There is a lot going on in British politics. London got a new mayor today. And then in about a month, voters will decide whether Britain stays in the European Union or exits, the so-called Brexit. Big important vote, but a group of young women in London felt that the discussion surrounding the Brexit vote was too boring and that younger voices were being left out. So they came up with a campaign to change that. It's called We Are Europe. And Bethan Harris is one of its founders. She told me it all started about 8 weeks ago.
Me and about three friends at the time were sort of texting about this. Basically just kind of was like, oh my God, this is terrible. Somebody's got to do something about this. If we're not engaged and we're usually more socially active than our friends, then no one's going to be engaged at all. Mm. But it was going to end there, really. Like we weren't thinking at the time, hey, we need to start a political campaign. And so at that point, you know, we were just bouncing ideas around. And I sent one of the girls a message and said, would you wear I Am European on a T-shirt? And from there, We Are Europe was born.
So lay it out for us. Why do you feel that it's best for the UK to stay in Europe, in the EU?
Most people that you'd ask that question to right now in the UK wouldn't be able to tell you the answer. And I don't think 8 weeks ago I would have had a clue what the answer was. And I don't feel it's right for me to tell people, like, you know, all the reasons why they should stay in. For us, it's about understanding what the EU means for the things that we as a generation are passionate about and care about.
Things like what?
Yeah, so for me, a big part of it was the freedom of movement across the EU. So when I was 16, I was very, very lucky to go to Eastern Europe with a bunch of other young Europeans, all 16. And on the first night of our get-together, there were 30 16-year-olds from across Europe. The guy running this course asked us to put our hand up if we wanted to live and work in another country one day. And everyone put their hand up, like, who isn't going to do that? If you're 16, you're going to want to live in and work in another country one day. And then he asked us to keep our hands up if we thought we could live and work in another country one day. And at that point, I think about six of us kept our hands up out of 30. And those six of us were from Western Europe. And the rest of the people who left their hands down are from Eastern Europe. And they were, at that time, weren't part of the European Union. And so not only for them was it kind of completely impossible to think that they would be able to live and work somewhere else one day, they were telling us that for them to go to see their favorite band play in a concert, they would have to get two different visas to be able to travel from where they were to where the concert would be, because the bands didn't come to them and they couldn't fly because there weren't direct cheap flights, so they'd have to get trains, so they'd have to go through two borders. This could be a possibility. This could be actually a real thing. Like, we could wake up on June 24th, the day after the referendum, and wake up and realize that we might be leaving the EU. That memory just came back to me all of a sudden, and I was like, why on earth would we deny ourselves the rights that we have, these amazing freedoms and amazing rights that we have, and deny our children? And, you know, I was thinking about the group of 30 that were there when I was 16. Most of them now live and work in other countries because of the EU.
You've described the Brexit debate as men in grey suits. Do you feel that you could recharacterize that now that you've started this campaign?
Yeah, we were founded by four young women, so we've already changed the face of campaigning through that.
And presumably you're not in grey suits.
We're not in grey suits, no, absolutely not.
Bethan Harris, one of the founders of the We Are Europe campaign in the UK, which is aiming to keep the UK from leaving the EU. That referendum comes up on June 23rd. Bethan, thanks very much for being with us.
No worries. Thank you very much.